Hi, and welcome to another edition of Zoomed In. I'm your host, Brandon Chapman, and I'm joined by Chris Hulskenacht, who is a sport management student at Washington State University. And this is going to be a segment that we call Getting to Know You. We want to get to know some of our students. Now, we did feature you as part of our Meet Me Monday social media back in, it feels like years ago now that we're in COVID, back in October. And that's what actually caught my eye. You had mentioned, being, a baseball fan and wanting to go to law school and some other stuff. So I was like, hey, this looks like a pretty neat student. So let's get to know him. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris, and how you ended up at WSU, and where are you from too?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm originally from Sacramento, California. I'm a transfer student from a junior college down there. And when I was looking for colleges to apply, I knew I always wanted to do sport management. And so I just looked for programs that involved sport management. And WSU just arguably had one of the best programs in the entire United States, entire West Coast. And so I was like, this is definitely a dream. So let's start applying, and applied here, and they accepted me. So I came up for a live orientations during the summer, and I just really fell in love with the community and the campus, and I made my decision to come up here.
That's awesome. Now, I appreciate your modesty. Arguably one of the best programs. I'm here to tell you it is the best program. Yeah. let me point out that you are not in Sacramento. You are an RA, so you have obligations, and I love that, right? I love when I see students working hard and to make ends meet and pay for college and stuff like that. So you're an RA. And so you have a lot of duties aside from class, but talk about what that's like to be a student and to be an RA at the same time.
Yeah, I'm an RA over at Northside Global Scholars, and it's a big responsibility, but ultimately it's helped me learn how to keep organized. I got this on top of school, and I have to deal with duty nights once a week. So just making sure that the building's safe and secure, and we have staff meetings. And on top of that, I have to work on practicum hours. So honestly, it's been a real blessing, just helping me learn to stay organized. And I'm meeting a lot of great people, a lot of great friends from this staff, a lot of great friends from my staff last year. So it's been an amazing experience, just like everything at this school. It's been an amazing experience.
Yeah, and I do hear... I actually interviewed somebody from our podcast side of things last year, and he talked about a lifelong friend that he made at WSU when he was an RA, and she ended up being an RA as well, and they ended up talking quite a bit and getting to know each other, and then I'm listening to him talk about this. I'm like, man, that just sounds like this gal that lives like four houses up from me. It was her. She's here with her family now, in Pullman. Awesome. And I was like, well, that's really neat. So lifelong friends absolutely can be made in that setting. I think that's neat.
100%. Yeah.
So when you're from Sacramento, isn't the first thing that usually happens is parents go, oh man, out of state tuition, talk about, do you have some Coug blood in you? And maybe that plays into, to working and making sure that you're able to pay your bills.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the first one to go to Washington State, but
not the last.
Yeah, that's my hope. And but the RA benefits really helped me. It's keeping it manageable for me, student loans and whatnot. And since I'm a transfer, I don't have to do like all 4 years. It's only been three for me, so that's helped. But I just knew I always wanted to do the Pac-12 route. My aunt, she went here, so she talked about how much she loved it, and my other aunt from down south went to UCLA, uncle went to SC, and my dad grew up watching Stanford, football games. So I just knew I wanted to keep that Pac-12 tradition alive.
USC, UCLA, Stanford, all great baseball programs, but none of them are going to compete with WSU pretty soon. No, I mean, UCLA is great this year, don't get me wrong, but pretty soon we'll be fielding that WSU baseball team that's can compete with anybody right back to Omaha. But talk about baseball. You're a baseball fan, or you know, you're somebody who honors and likes baseball history. So talk about that a little bit, and then I'll dive into that law school.
So baseball was my first sport that I fell in love with. It was the first professional game I saw, being from Sacramento, just going to the Coliseum. So I saw the A's play a lot, and then my late grandfather was always talking about how much the A's were doing bad, and so just
this was obviously not the 70s or late 80s then.
No, early 2000s or late 2000s for me. But so I just learned to love the game, and then I read about the history of it, and I'm a history guy. You know, I've always loved anything to do with the past, and so reading about all the greats, you know, like Gehrig and Williams and Jackson and all of that, I fell in love with the game even more, and I realized that it's something that I want to be part of my life forever.
See, I have a few autographs, right? I'm not an autograph hawk or anything like that, but I have a few, and you know, the one that most means something to me is Dave Niehaus, broadcaster for the Mariners. But I think the oldest one I probably have is Harmon Killebrew. But I will say, as an A's guy, right, as an A's fan, I assume you grew up an Athletics fan then. When my Uncle Larry passed away, he has a picture of he and Raleigh Fingers, and he got Raleigh Fingers' autograph at spring training one year. And so my aunt gave all of Uncle Larry's baseball stuff to me. And so I got a Raleigh Fingers baseball that Raleigh Fingers signed, which was pretty neat, actually. And
save that forever.
Yeah. No, I will. And of course, nowadays, you know, the name of the game is the authentication certificate and all that garbage. But I have the picture of Uncle Larry getting the signature from Raleigh Fingers. So I don't know that it has a, you know, massive value unless it's authenticated, but it means a lot to me. And it's one of these ones that's up here on the shelf above me. So yeah,
what a great collection of
them. Yeah. It's pretty neat. I assume you're an Athletics fan, but have you been to the Giants' new stadium? Cause I've heard that's tremendous and I've never been there.
Yeah. So I try to go to as many stadiums as possible. So I've been to Fenway, Giants, A's, Angels, and now that I think about it, that's actually it.
But I've been to a lot of minor league stadiums more than major league. I've never seen a game in Fenway, but I have been to Fenway and went on the tour, and I can tell you that I was with a coworker, and I literally walked out of the bowels of the stadium, and as soon as I saw the field, you know, I don't know what happened. I was overcome, man. I just started like crying. It was emotional for me.
Yeah, definitely. So, it was a fun experience just being there.
Jeez. It's like a historic cathedral or something, you know?
And so, I like the Coliseum so much too.
Yeah. The Coliseum. I mean, that's well known as, it's a beautiful stadium.
Yep.
It's gonna need its renovations.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So let me just ask you this, Chris. So in terms of the law school, then, you like baseball. You know, you're sport management, which means you're getting more than just you know, the chance to hang out with other sports fans. I mean, you're learning the business, the marketing aspect, the legal aspect of sport, which I know the graduates, you know, when they look back, say it was tremendous to be able to do that. So, you know, talk me through the moving from student to hopefully, you know, a next step, and, you know, really set yourself up to the working world, and what you hope that would be.
Yeah. So I know my last semester, next semester, doing the capstone and finishing a practicum. So that's going to be super exciting just to nail down what aspect of the workforce I want to get into. Because we're going to have to do everything for that class.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, the capstone, like any other capstone, it is the final project. And all these students usually in groups have to come together and do a variety of, you know, use all the skills that they've acquired over the course of their academic career and put together some sort of fundraiser. And that's usually the fundraiser aspect is what the capstone is. And they're graded less on how much money they raise and more on how well they did the event. And so you'll have a capstone like that. So just wanted to insert that for the viewer who had no idea what this was. Yeah.
So I'm most excited to work on the marketing and law aspect because I'm working for the marketing department here this semester at Beasley and Martin Stadium with the cutouts. And it's been fun seeing the whole process behind the scenes. So I think working with that in a more, you know, in a more preparedness aspect, like me doing it, I think is going to be great.
Yeah, I'll point out our marketing director, Matt Zollinger, is a graduate of our master's program in sport management. So another great shameless guy. Plug of great our sport guy. Management, management program. So what will law school help you to do? I mean, I know, but what will law school help you to do in terms of sport? And do you have any thoughts on really the direction you want to go?
Mm-hmm. So law school for me has kind of been like an absolute dream of mine. And my uncle who lives down south, he's down south, is a lawyer, and not necessarily what I want to do, but just seeing how he works and what he talks about, it's just fascinating to me. And see the way he approaches situations at such a different angle. I love doing that as well. And so going to law school for me, I think, is going to help me look at that different angle of contract work and, you know, arbitration work, you know, seeing like where these people are coming from and how I can help my clients better than most.
Who would your client be? I mean, do you want to be an arbitrator? Do you want to represent players like a player agent? Do you want to represent teams? I mean, what is it that you hope to maybe do?
Right. So my goal is to represent teams. So I'd represent like the team who is trying to negotiate the contracts on the player. So I'd be working on the team's behalf.
That's interesting because I know we've had Cameron Foster come in multiple times to speak to students, and he's a, you know, a well-known player agent. And I think it's funny how many students want to be player agents, right? Show me the money, Jerry Maguire kind of thing. You don't hear about that most of the time from a team. So I think that's kind of neat. And I think that'd be fascinating actually.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they need representation too, you know, cause they're trying to make money as well. And I've always been a behind the scenes guy. If it's quiet and if it's less known, then that's where I am, you know.
So you're not the Scott Boras kind of
no. In fact, that's what drew me to sport management too, is because, you know, I love watching the players, but if I prefer to be behind the scenes, then I will, you know.
Well, here's what you need to make sure you do, though. You need to negotiate a tremendous office that has windows that overlook whatever stadium you're in. You want an office at the stadium overlooking the field. You negotiate that into your contract.
An elevator ride down to the box seats. Yeah.
Right. Your personal seat. That's right. Yeah. Well, don't you forget when that happens and you're a big wig that Brandon Chapman from WSU put you on Zoomed In as a getting to know you. Yep. So
you'll be one of the first people who I let
yeah,
know.
Yeah. I want my dog Deluxe with mustard as well. So all right. Well, Chris Halskinick, let me ask you this, because you got an open mic. So before we cut it off, anything that you would like to say, or just this is your chance, man, to the Coug community.
Okay. You know, if anyone out there is listening and you know, they're struggling with this year, you know, it's definitely a challenge, but it's not something to, you know, hang your head on, you know, because we got a great community. We got great opportunities to get involved. So just stick with it, because this is a great school, and it's given me a bunch of positive opportunities, you know, with baseball, you know, with practicum, with marketing, because I have the chance to work marketing for football next year. So I don't think I would have had that opportunity if I didn't get involved and, you know, stay positive. So that's just my message, is just to stay positive, you know, and it's going to get better.
Awesome. Way to give a purpose and a why behind all that. So
thank you.
Thanks so much. Chris Holskinek, appreciate it. Sport management extraordinaire student, and a future amazing, I'm sure, representation for a Major League Baseball team. Absolutely. Thanks,
and,
Chris.
One thing that I think we're going to have a great team this year for baseball.
Oh, 100%.
I was talking to Brian Green, and he's got a great vision. Definitely.
Yeah, as I frequently tweet, I call him the Green Machine. Brian and his coaching staff. There's something special about him bringing his whole staff up from New Mexico State, right? These are my guys. I trust them, and I know that they're going to do good things. They had a losing record his first year at New Mexico State, and then the next year they ended up, I mean, they did great, right?
Biggest turnaround, I think.
Yeah, he came in and just installed a certain work ethic, the be uncommon mantra that he stands by. And I'm really excited to see where WSU baseball goes. So yeah, way to throw that out there. They're going to be awesome. So, well, Chris, I appreciate it. It's been nice chatting with you, and I hope the Coug Nation gets to know a great student a little bit better as well. So thanks so much.
Yeah.
All right.